Hey, everybody. Welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Becky.
And Leah. Hello, Leah.
Hello there.
And Jenny. Hey, Jenny.
Hey, Becky.
So it is Wednesday, December. This is the only book that we're reviewing in December on Wednesdays. Next week, we're back with another movie review.
Yay.
So, you know.
My movie, sorry.
I know, it's such a good movie. we had to talk about it because some author was like, oh, I watched it. I know it's riddled with plot holes. I'm like, what the
hell?
What
movie?
The Holiday.
Oh, I haven't watched it yet.
Okay. It doesn't have
plot
holes.
Yes, I know.
It's pure magic.
I have not watched The Holiday. I've never seen The Holiday. I am watching it for Wednesday.
You've never watched it?
Never? I have never seen The Holiday.
How are we even friends? Why is she on the island, guys?
No,
you're going to have to be voted off.
You would not survive the island without me.
I mean, probably true.
That's why I'm on the island.
It's probably the truth. Okay, so on this episode, we are reviewing Wildfire by Shel Bliss. This is book three in the Men of Ink Heatwave series. This cover won our Best Beard and Romance competition that we hosted back in September.
Was it that long ago?
It was. Yeah. Well, initially we were supposed to do this book in November, at the end of November. When we switched things around.
Chaos happened.
When we switched things around, it got moved to December. So, we'll get through it. Jenny, you shared a link in our Discord about this cover model. And Jenny froze.
Oh, okay. It wasn't as good as the last one.
It wasn't. So Jenny shared the story of this cover model in our Discord. And when she comes back, we will we'll talk about that. Amanda, do you want to tell us all the things that we need to know?
Yeah, so the release date of this one was March 3rd, 2020. The tropes are age gap, MC, instant connection, forced proximity, and it's a second gen. And the series is The Men of Inked. It's a interconnected standalones, POVs, dual POV. Putout percentage is 11%. And the audio narrators, if you listened, were Callie Dalton and Jacob Morgan. And this one is available everywhere.
It is. Mm-hmm. And I listened to the audio via Hoopla, and it was very well done. I am a big fan of Callie Dalton, and I really do like Jacob Morgan also. So it was an outstanding audiobook narration.
Well, and their voices probably blend really well, too.
They do blend very well. Jenny, we were asking you, you shared the story of this cover model in Discord.
God,
she's freezing again.
Apparently, this is not a topic that anybody wants to
know.
I watched it if we need to talk about
it. Okay, well, let's talk about it real quick. Tell us about the cover model.
Okay, so his name is Kevin Kriegman, and he's from Germany. And I guess it seems like he had, he was overweight growing up and had tried numerous ways to, lose some weight and whatever. And he eventually did, and then ended up having a lot of skin left over, and he had surgery to remove it. And he does he just kind of goes in and explains it and tells everybody his journey, and basically, just thanking everyone for reaching out about his story, and basically, just a really positive message about, just kind of believing in yourself and just, keep following, your dreams and that kind of thing. And it was like nice to watch. I've seen him on numerous covers, but I don't think I'd ever actually heard him speak or tell his story. So I watched it today. It was really nice.
He's very articulate too. I felt that and his, I listened.
He used to be a social worker.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So it was really well done, and it was nice to hear his story because it wasn't about that. It was more that his body didn't fit who he was. It wasn't like he was ashamed of being heavy. It was just that it didn't fit who he wanted to be, so he needed to take steps to change it. And I really appreciated that piece of it, because sometimes especially as we're, you know, society seems to be moving back to the heroin chic of the 90s and early 2000s, the super skinny bodies. It's nice to hear someone say, I didn't do this because I needed to be skinny. I did this because I just, that body didn't feel like me.
Right. I also think it's interesting that, like, he got all the tattoos to cover up the scars.
But even that, yeah, even then he was like, you know, he had already started like the top and whatever, and just kind of like he goes into how it kind of like just fit who he is, which it was just, you know, it was nice because he was just like just trying to be himself.
Can I just say that head of hair is amazing? Amazing. I love long hair on a guy. I know some that is not some people's thing, but like I really like it. But his is like thick and lush and clean, and it just is delightful.
He is.
You prefer it's their hair
his
and
what?
Not someone else's or a wig?
Yeah. What was it? It's.
You prefer it's their hair and not.
Oh, yeah. Their hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, and there is only one scene. So he's voted best beard in romance. But there's only one scene in the book where she talks about his beard tickling her thighs. And never does it. And it's in the very beginning. It's that first time at 11%. Never again does she talk about beard rash or anything like that.
Or even like playing with his beard.
Or like face. You know, like you rub on a beard long enough, you're going to get some beard burn.
Well, and it depends on how long the beard is, too. Like, I mean, my husband has a very long beard. It's not always fun. Just say.
Anyway, I was a little disappointed in the beard rep in the story.
Yeah, but I can say though that like it was nice to do this with him as the cover model because I think like 95% of the time if I read a bearded tatted hero, he is who I picture. So.
Perfect.
I mean, it's not a bad picture to have.
No. So I was like, all right.
So like we said, this book is available everywhere. I listened to the audio in Hoopla. This book, so let's just talk about the pacing real quick, because to be honest, there wasn't a lot to this book.
No.
There's not much of a story.
So the basis of this book really is like her and his interaction with her family.
Yeah, that's the best part of the book.
I feel like
I mean, her family.
I really feel like this should have been a 0.5 book.
Yeah.
Because it launches
like a prologue.
A lot of potential stories.
Well,
for the future.
You know they get another book.
Right. Yeah.
Book 5 is another book with them. So I
Which
was like
I think that is when like you get the conflict and things like that. And if you look at Shell Bliss's backlist, like she has a tendency to like introduce a second book for couples, and you don't know if like the first book is their relationship or the second book is a relationship. It kind of depends on the series itself, because the original Men of Ink series, which is like the parents, like Susie and her husband are book one, but then they get another book like later in the series. So it's one of those things where she almost as like a filler book every so often in series. And this felt more like one of those fillers. Like she wanted to introduce him, but wanted a book at the same time.
And I
instead
feel
of
like
just
it's...
like a novella.
You cut out for me. So I thought you stopped talking. Sorry.
It's fine.
No, you're
go
fine.
Ahead.
You can interrupt me like even they're... if I am still talking.
Just talk over Leah. Shh.
I feel like their story started in the previous book too. And, you know, I went into this one like without reading the previous books. And you know how I feel about that generally. So I was like, wait a minute.
Well, yeah,
but it
I've
doesn't
seen some
really...
things together, but yeah. I was
it
like.
It doesn't really though, because I don't think she meets him until
well,
the
yeah,
beginning
I mean,
of this
her,
book.
I guess like her story, like the beginning of this book, like the whole setup with Crow and the
yeah.
you know, where she walks 3 miles to get to this motorcycle club and
yeah.
you know, gets turned
I
away.
I will say Crow does get a book. He's in like the I don't remember what the series name is, but it's like Broken Sparrow, Broken Wings, like that series.
Oh, okay.
He's in that
because he has to get out of prison, so
yes he does
he needs a little bit of, he needs a little bit of time.
So the
this
pacing of this
true.
Book was very fast, but so and we talk about length, and this book is available everywhere. So we're paying money for this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's $4.99 on Amazon.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
It's
yeah.
$4.99 on Amazon, and it is not a full story.
Mm-mm. No.
And
I got it free at some point, so
it just was a little frustrating for me because I could care less if an author is in Kindle Unlimited or not. Like, yeah. It's fine. And I have zero issue buying books or digging through my library or anything like that. What I get a little ouchy about is if you're going to price a book, $4.99, $5.99, $6.99, give me a full story. You know, give me value
and
for my money.
You don't even realize that this is like, you don't even realize at the end of this book that there's going to be another one. The only reason I knew is because I looked at the, you know, I looked at it to see, to read the rest of the characters.
Had this been like a new book that we read, like we wouldn't know if they would get an actual, like anything more. Like it might just be like this book, like had it been a new series.
I didn't know until Amanda said, like, I know he's on a cover of another book in the series, but
yeah, and that cover is
a lot of covers. So
it's like book five. So you're getting like a book in between, and like there's no indication that you're going to get a continuation. So if I hadn't borrowed this from the library, I would have been like mad.
Well, and that's why I dubbed it a series of interconnected standalones, because this book does not stand on its own at all. Because
no, it doesn't. But she has a tendency, like, in these inked series, like, because I've read a couple. I haven't read most of these series just because there's a lot of them. But in these ones, she has a tendency to have a lot of overlap in them.
Well, and I think it's Jenna, signed in as her son right now, as Egg.
I wonder
she was telling me. She was telling me earlier, the only reason this couple got a second book, she didn't intend to write it. But the readers wanted more from them.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Like, they're a favorite couple. And one of the things that I really liked about them as a couple for Tamara, I liked how much she owned her sexuality.
So much.
Because, you know, oftentimes when we get a woman that owns her sexuality, we get them, they tend to be written as unlikable, right?
Yeah.
Like, that they're too forceful, they're too forward, they're just too much.
Well, they're too whorish, too. It's like...
She was a little whorish, but she was likable and fun. She was a likable whore.
But I'm saying, like, that's, like, the go-to. It's like, you... Well, because, like, she even states in the book, like, it's such a double standard. Like, she calls her dad out on, like, how much of a hoe he was, like, before he and her mom got together. But, like, it's not okay for her to hoe around. Like, my thing is... Go be a hoe if you want to be a hoe. Just be safe. I mean, I would never, ever give that advice to my children. But in my book, people, go be a hoe.
Yeah, when he's like at the dinner table and like, why are all these people like continuing to talk about sex? I'm like, yeah, dude, I would be a little weirded out if that was like my first interaction too.
Yeah.
Right? There was.
I liked her family. Like, I mean, I would
be like, it's sitting at Becky's dinner table.
The aunt. The aunt, I swear she was going to feel him up right there in the lawn. I was like,
well, she's older also, which is fun. Makes it even better.
Man, put your
We got more action between the two of them than we did from Tamara and Mammoth sometimes. It felt like it all the fade to black.
Yeah, I was a little, I was definitely disappointed that there was this all like build up about like him and like James, like knowing each other from the clubs and things like that. And then there was no scene in the club. Like, we get them going to the club, and then the next like page is a new chapter, and it's like a week later or something like that.
And lucky it was late when I read that, because I was about to like text message everybody. It was super late last night.
All I kept thinking is of that stupid TikTok voice sound that's in the club. We're all fam. Because it's like, he's going to go into the club and all her fam's going to be there.
Oh.
Talk about awkward.
I don't know.
Awkward.
I think that they had good chemistry. And I didn't mind that she was hoey. I just needed something more.
Well, yeah. I think the big problem was there was no... conflict. There was no
I will say,
discourse of any
this
kind.
does beat the Emma Slate that Jenny and I read, because
Yes, they
these
do ride a
people
bike.
rode a motorcycle.
What is
They
it about
have
like
sex
sex
on
on
the
the
motorcycle.
motorcycle?
Right.
Yeah. I
Oh,
was
and
also.
he has an accoutrement.
He's decorated.
And she keeps saying it's bedazzled,
I
right?
know.
And that what she said,
Right.
and I
Called
was
his
dying.
bedazzled. Yeah.
Yeah. She stares
I
at
do
it a
appreciate
lot.
that.
And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. They're not that pretty to just stare at them. I mean, Leah has her obsession with like the mic the David, because she's like, I looked long.
I did not.
You did too.
Honest, I did. But part of it is because that statue, like, if you see it in real life, like, it is huge. Like, it's tall, but it's on this giant pedestal. And it's, I mean, it's, shut
You're
up. But
basically looking, yeah.
it's impressive. And you're literally looking up into it. Yes.
Can't
Like,
help but see it.
your head is like at his feet. The way that it's like displayed. So yeah, you kind of have to stare at it to get, but it's one of those things, like it's a super old freaking statue made of marble that's like enormous
But I'm just saying,
on
I'm
multiple
not one to
levels.
just stare
You
at
can't
one
just not
adoringly.
stare at it.
I'm just not.
You're going to take a trip to see the butt of a statue.
For my child and for one of my clients, it's a research trip.
Research,
To
yep.
look at a butt.
It's a business
So
trip.
do not give me grief
It's a
about
business
viewing
trip.
in Italy. Like, I was in a different country. I
I'm
probably
going to
had a
West
lot of
Virginia.
wine
It's
while I
kind of like
was
a
doing
different
it
country.
too. Yeah, the one my when I was young and traveled.
It's a research trip. It's a business expense.
Yes, Stacey has research in quotation marks on her comment. Thank you, Stacey.
The moth booty is an absolute business trip. Thank you, Shannon.
Shannon said, let her have her hoe era.
I know. I mean, she's pretty much in it, I think.
But she's.
Susie's here. Hi, Susie.
Hi,
We are
Susie.
so off track. People listening on the podcast, you're gonna be like, what's wrong with these
Okay.
people?
And
It's
again, I don't know why I
December.
have to remind
Sorry.
you. People do not come to listen to us stay on track.
I do think Grandma was my favorite character in this book, between her and the aunt.
I mean, I liked both of them. I liked, I liked Tamara and Mammoth both, but I just like we kept getting all this lead up, like this lead up to this fight with another club, this lead up
Right.
to them
There was all,
having,
yes, but there was no like, psh.
yeah, there was not nothing ever got to fruition. Like I was just like, okay.
It was a dirty
Exactly.
tease.
So
It
in
was like
the
a dirty tease.
yes.
for in come for the book, stay for the tangents. That should be our motto.
It should
Well, I'll write that one
be.
down.
You should write that down.
That's a really good
Okay,
one.
so
I'm
did
pulling you,
anybody
Leah.
go and read the next book in the series? Do we find out what the lockdown was about? Because I feel like there was opportunity there.
Yeah, there was.
I have
I
not.
only read this book. I finished like 20 minutes ago.
You
Go,
will
Jenny.
be shocked to know I did not read the epilogue. I was done
Were
after it
that
was
angry?
over.
I mean, the epilogue just leads into the next
Hidden in the next
book.
book. That's why I didn't read it, because I was like, because I think the next book just goes into her cousin and somebody who's not even affiliated with the club. So I don't think we get back to any of this until we get to their book again in book five.
Yeah, I switched to audio like for the end because I was cooking dinner and stuff. And then like it just goes, do you want to hear about Lily Gallows' story? And I'm like, no, I don't, because I don't know what's
I
going on.
think.
My kids
So
were
I.
like, what are you
It's bad when Jenny starts talking back to the audiobooks.
talking about?
Yeah, I will read cover to cover typically. When we got to the epilogue and I was like, nope, I'm done.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm not very invested in this couple.
So the Open Road series deals with this MC. So
Oh,
book
okay.
one is Morris.
Okay, So this was not necessarily. So is this more like the Gallo family series and not the
This is
MC?
Gallows, yes. Like the MC was just like a side thing because that was part of like, because Pike was like, who is the hero from book one and book two, the duet. He was like, that's, there was like a connection there.
So
Right. And
he's not
that's
in
why
it
we got
anymore.
this.
Okay, so
No,
this
he's
really
not in it
isn't like
anymore. Yeah.
MC. This is like
No.
more about their like tattoo
The
and
family.
family,
Yeah.
like that
Okay.
whole
Yes.
legacy.
Because it's
Okay.
the second gen of like the tattoo parlor
Okay,
kids.
well, this sounds interesting, and now I'm tempted to check out the next book because Jenna tells us Lily has a great beginning because she has to do a piercing on her crush.
Yeah, he wants a Prince Albert.
So she has to pierce her crush. Does it pop fairly early? These are the questions. I will
I don't
say,
know. Ask Jen Ellen. Jen Ellen, does it pop fairly
no, it's
early?
Jenna, not Janelle.
Jenna.
Jenna, sorry.
Jenna.
I'm getting my people mixed up. I apologize.
I will say, the spice in this book, yes, we do fade off and fade to black a lot. But when there was on spice page, it wasn't cringy.
No.
I think it was really well written.
No, and it like honestly, it shows like the fact that Shel Bliss is capable of writing. The structure is really good. There's not a lot of errors, aside from the fact that we didn't get what we wanted from this couple. Like, it's not a bad read. Like, it is a filler book that like is mac and cheesy, but not even quite mac and cheesy.
Well,
Like making the roux.
it's like making the roux.
Making the roux.
Okay, because
I
it's
think
a
this is like pa
starter.
this is packet. This is packet mac and cheese.
We're
Just
dry.
dump the
This
powder.
is like cheesy mac. This is
Yeah.
like the
Oh,
minute
now we're
30
like
in
in
the
the
Mac.
microwave. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
Oh,
fair.
God.
Oh, Shannon is sharing some knowledge with us that healing for a piercing is like 4 months, so it might be a slow burn.
Is it that long? I thought it was only 6 weeks.
Heather shared a video with me yesterday about a guy who took his out and then he had to have reconstructive surgery because then the pee was coming out of two different holes. So he couldn't teach his kid how to pee standing up.
Why would
I
he take
learned.
it out then?
Well, that's what I was kind of like. Well, then just put it back in, dude. But I don't
Mean,
know.
clearly the hole is still there.
Can I just ask a couple questions about your and Heather's relationship outside of the group tags now?
Those are not the videos she sends me.
I was gonna say, these are not the videos I get
Yeah.
sent either. So.
Yeah, Heather and I's messages are a little more.
Interesting.
Yes. That
These are not the messages I
was
get.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want those kinds of messages,
Well,
though.
like there
So
was even
funny.
like surgery, like I mean they had to blur most of it out, but like they stuck the blue like liquid in reverse to like see where it was coming out in the hole. And then like they did it again. It was really interesting because his surgeon was a woman and she's like, I'm very happy with that. I'm like, this is just weird.
I don't even know what to say.
I am really like, this is what community looks like. I don't know
Yeah.
how else to respond. Like, welcome to the community. Like,
This just shows that we are a little closer than most friends are.
no secrets. There are
Yeah,
no
nope.
secrets.
And so much TMI.
Hey, we're like the Gallo family.
We are.
We are.
Kind of.
You know, the thing is, Susie, a urology discussion. Yes.
You never know what you're gonna get when you stop by buzzing about romance.
You really just don't. And Jenna also says that Shell's books are very loosely connected to MC. And I do think that that's part of the reason that I like Shell's books because it's loose to the MC. Not full MC, and because I don't really love full MC. And I will say, this book, even though there's not a lot of plot, it already is better than the Ashley Muniz one because we're not growing lemons in Virginia. You could actually grow lemons in Florida where this book takes place.
I was going to ask if that was part of your research trip, see if there were
If
any
there's
lemon
lemons in
orchards.
Virginia, we're just going to West Virginia, not.
I don't think it's an orchard if it's lemons, though.
The
It's a
grove. It's a
grove,
grove.
right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but nobody's growing lemons in freaking Virginia.
What grows in Virginia?
Apples.
Corn.
Corn.
I like how we all just paused to
You're
think.
right. 'Cause
Like,
I'm like going through my
you're like, where are we
like
going?
my
Where are we going?
farming
Like,
knowledge.
it was more of a rhetorical question, but then I really did think about it.
Pecans. Lots of
Oh my gosh.
pecans.
I like a pecan.
Maybe a hickory nut.
Would you eat a hickory nut? Like, what is a hickory nut?
I don't know.
I don't
Are
know.
they edible?
I have no idea. I'm just making
The
shit up.
only hickory I
Why
know
are you
is the
making
kind that my
things up?
husband barbecues with.
I just make shit
I
up.
like a hickory smoked.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I don't like hickory smoke. I'm a cherry, an applewood, or a mesquite.
If it's done well, hickory smoked is very good.
It can get a little too much.
A little too woody for
A
you.
little too woody for me. I'm more of a gentle wooder with spice.
Gentle wood.
She likes it fruity.
My
She likes
God.
those softer woods.
I am a softer wood kind of gal.
I'm gonna have to mute
It's
myself.
true, it is a more fruity wood, but you're right, Jenny. She does like the more fruity woods.
Variety, it's the spice of life.
Clearly not in your wood choices.
I gave you three other options.
Yes,
Can I
Shannon,
steal
you can
that?
steal
Yep.
that.
Gentle wood.
You do have to reference us in your back matter, though, or your
Yeah.
front matter. One of the two. We must get credit for the gentle wood.
What is wrong with you?
Me? I don't know.
Were you drinking? Are you having holiday spirits?
No, I am 100% sober. Shockingly.
Shockingly. Is there
I
anything
don't know
else?
why you're surprised by anything that comes out of my mouth. So, like, you have been friends with me for many years now.
I don't even know why. Okay, the other question I have is, does it really take 3 hours to travel? Like, from where
Yes,
she was in the
it does.
embassy to where the family was?
Yeah, it was like Amanda should know.
Yeah, because it takes me 3 hours to get to Tampa almost, and I'm north of where they, and I'm a good portion north of where they are.
Okay. So because they were
So,
traveling like from around the Miami area, right? Up to
yeah.
Tampa?
It's a good distance because you have to, depending on where you are in Miami, it can take you an hour to get out of Miami.
Okay.
Is it like LA
So,
traffic where it takes 45 minutes to go 5 minutes?
yeah, I mean it's depend, yeah, anywhere you are down there depending. And then Tampa is a good bit north. Like we're on the East Coast and it takes us almost, and I'm an hour and a half north of Miami, and it still takes me almost 3 hours to get to Tampa from where I am
Okay.
because we have to go entirely across the state and you have to go around the lake.
Okay.
So,
Good to know. But I do know that Shell used to live in Florida. Now she lives in Ohio. She moved here for a dude. It's a mistake. Don't move here.
oh, I
But
mean, the
he's a nice dude. He's a nice
Mammoth
dude.
was from Ohio.
Oh,
He
yeah.
was.
He was,
Yeah.
yes.
Oh, it's okay. I guess they were based on the area Shell used to live in.
Yeah,
So.
it's an accurate representation of
That's good.
Florida.
Okay, and you can grow lemons in Florida, not Virginia. Oh, she's from Ohio. I thought Shell was from Florida because she used to live down there. Jenna knows all the things. I know none of the things. Okay, what else do we want to
He's a
talk
good
about?
stalker.
We have a couple more minutes. We should talk about something bookish. Oh, okay, let's do our thumbs up, thumbs down, and then we'll talk about other MC books we should be reading. Amanda, thumbs up, thumbs down.
I'm gonna say
It's okay to say.
no, I'm waffling between where I was gonna go. I'm gonna say some thumbs sideways only because I am like I would read probably more books about this family because I have a couple of other free ones, and I'll probably, in between other books, it's something I would pick up again because I thought they were hilarious. So,
Okay. Leah, thumbs up, thumbs down.
mine is a thumb sideways also because I like her writing style, but this book was not like my favorite of hers just because there wasn't a lot of plot with the couple and I needed some tension. It was just easy.
Jenny, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Sideways as well, for pretty much the same reason. Like, she writes really well. I mean, there was a good balance between description and showing, and like, it just was not any like
Story.
climax in the
Yeah.
story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm a
Yeah,
thumb
there was no like
sideways.
third act. Like it was just easy the whole time.
I'm thumb sideways also. I think that I don't know that I will go back and read the. I think I'm gonna go back and read the first gen because I really do like this family. But I. The two previous books are a duet, and I'm not that invested in the cousin to read two books.
No.
There's a lot of books in this series, right? Like,
Yeah. There is. Yeah. I think
yeah.
there's 14 and
14.
just this one. And I
Yeah, and I
think
have to
there's.
ask Jenna if Austin actually gets a book because I
Austin
actually.
does get a book. I
Okay.
think he's the last book of the series.
No, he's not, because I looked, because I was like, I would read his book, and I went
I
and
agree.
none of the descriptions for this series have him in it.
I'm 90. Well, I know he has a book. Maybe it's not in this series. Hold on. Let me look.
Yeah, maybe it's a different series, or maybe it's one that's not out yet or something. I don't know, but I did actually go looking because I was like, I would read his book.
If people.
Austin Moore is, yeah, he came out. It came
Wait, which book is
out.
it?
He's number 14. It's called
Oh.
Dare. It
Yeah, maybe I
was
didn't go to the
released
last one.
in January 30th, 2024.
Okay,
Okay.
maybe I didn't go to the last one on Amazon then. Okay.
Well, it depends on if like you're on your app because if on your app you have to have like
Yeah.
see more.
Yeah.
That's probably what it was.
She's
She's.
writing this series still, but it's second gen for Chicago Gallows now.
Okay.
So she switched
Family
over.
tree.
This family is
Yeah,
chaotic.
there's a lot of it's big. And she is writing more in that Open Road series also, which is the MC. I read
Oh.
a couple books in that one. I did enjoy them. And then I really like her. There's a small town Starfall series that I liked a lot.
Jenna says Austin was part of the Salvation Society by Corinne Michaels, and she just got the rights back, revamped it, and released it.
Oh,
That makes
okay.
sense.
And see, I could only see through 13 on my phone, so I'm looking on the computer now and I see it. Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are doing that. They got their rights back, so they're revamping and re-releasing. They've been doing it in the last like couple years. I've seen a lot of authors doing that.
So if people are looking for books that are like this, so chaotic family, maybe a little bit dabbling into the motorcycle club, maybe a little bit tattoo kind of stuff, sexy books, what should they be reading? First, mine came to mind are those Kaylee Ryan, Lacey Black ones where they own the tattoo shop together. They're all
The
age
new
gaps.
Everlasting Ink
Yeah.
ones.
Yeah, those came to mind.
I think until her, him, Aurora Rose Reynolds, like it totally gave me those vibes. But hers
Yeah.
are, how I feel about hers, they're like one of my favorites. And I think if you want those same kind of feels but with more story, definitely read those books.
Yeah.
But like they have both like the possessive like
Yeah. And
heroes.
then some of those guys are part of a motorcycle club, they're former military. Like same kind of setup a little bit there.
So Layla Frost, her Hide and Seek series, the first book, he's a mechanic, but they have like connections with the MC, like until Knox, he like that hero is in an MC, but so like it has those vibes and those connections. But and then excuse me, Piper Davenport, her not the one she writes with Jack. Well, I think they do have MC ones that her and Jack both write, but her individual ones, she has a couple different MC series that they're not like they're definitely more intensive MC than these. And then Emily Rose, who, full disclosure, I do dev edits for her, but she has a tattoo parlor shop one. It's the Inked series, and there is a MC series called The Devil Soldier that spins off on that, but it has those big family vibes. And the women are very, they talk about like the women getting together and like doing chaotic things. Like the women in the Devil Soldiers series
Okay.
are very much that.
Susie says Laura Kay has a tattoo parlor, and Shannon recommends Layla Roberts. She has a good series too. And then,
Their daddy little girl series.
yeah.
So it has the BDSM
Sim.
element.
And then Eva Simmons, EVA Simmons, she has her Twisted Rose series, which is a spin-off from her Twisted Kings MC. And I read Cold Hard Truth by her this year and really enjoyed it. So, and I picked up, like, it was the third book in the series.
Course it was.
Well, you know.
Lonnie Lynn Vale, I talk about her a lot. She has a lot of MC series with like those kind of vibes too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Anybody else got anything to talk about? Anyway, okay. We are back Sunday night.
We are back Sunday night.
Sunday night.
Sure.
We
Jenny and I are gonna be watching.
Yep.
You're not gonna do it with us? It's gonna be so much fun.
mean, you can only have so many.
That's right. I mean, because if we add more people, it's less for me to share.
And I am really excited about this because I have some wild ones.
So, we are going to adapt a TikTok trend to the podcast, and it involves cake. And but what I want to suggest is this is one that is probably best watched on the YouTube versus
Listening,
listening on the podcast.
because we're gonna have visuals.
Yes, there is visual aids for this episode. I'm so excited about it. It was, we didn't have anything planned, and I randomly said to Lindsay, I think we should do this. And now I am stuck with these two dudes on my TikTok feed nonstop. And I love
It
them.
got you out of kink talk, though. Shanna says we should do we listen and we don't
You're gonna want to be
judge.
back in 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Two weeks. We'll be back with our year-end We Listen and Don't Judge. But in all honesty,
We totally judge.
we judge. We judge. But we do listen, then we judge.
Yes.
Okay, so you're gonna
Maybe
want to be
not
here.
judge outwardly, though.
Leah, have you
Have
ever
you
watched your
listened to
face? Like, your facial
it?
expressions are like.
I mean, Michael tells me I speak with my face sometimes, so.
Yeah, loudly. Very loudly.
It's okay. I understand. I do the same.
Jenny needs like a full disclosure on her shirt that says, "Please disregard my face."
It's like
Because
those TikToks where it's like they're talking about their feelings, then they have to like remind themselves like not to talk with their face.
yeah.
It's yeah.
Anyway.
It's hard sometimes.
Yes. Visual aids, Sunday night, cake, Shrek, TikTok trend. It's going to be fun. You're going to want to be here at 9 o'clock.
It's going to be chaos, and I can't wait.
And then Friday night or next Wednesday, we're back with our review of The Holiday, which is the superior holiday movie.
It is.
We are going to watch it together as a group Friday night, the 13th, in Discord. 9 p.m. You can find details over there. And then we have Festivus coming up too.
Oh, Festivus for the rest of us.
It's the one time a year that I allow us to talk poorly about things. I really haven't stuck to that this year, have we?
No, but it's still probably going to be a lot. on Festivus.
There
It's been a
is.
year.
It's been a
Oh.
year.
It has been a
Yeah.
year.
Okay. So yeah, make sure you're back. Join us live here Sunday night. Cannot wait. I'm gonna get cake. Anyway, until next time, everybody.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.